भारत सरकार के नियमों के अनुसार 700 से अधिक उत्पाद जैसे ज्वेलरी, टॉयज, हेलमेट, इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स इत्यादि ऐसे हैं जिनके निर्माण, आयात या सेल के लिए BIS मानक चिन्ह आवश्यक है। एक जागरूक ग्राहक बनिए, किसी भी प्रोडक्ट को खरीदते वक्त उस पर BIS मानक चिन्ह जरूर देखें और उस प्रोडक्ट की प्रामाणिकता जांचने के लिए आज ही डाउनलोड करें BIS केयर ऐप। भारत सरकार के नियमों के अनुसार 700 से अधिक उत्पाद जैसे ज्वेलरी, टॉयज, हेलमेट, इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स इत्यादि ऐसे हैं जिनके निर्माण, आयात या सेल के लिए BIS मानक चिन्ह आवश्यक है। एक जागरूक ग्राहक बनिए, किसी भी प्रोडक्ट को खरीदते वक्त उस पर BIS मानक चिन्ह जरूर देखें और उस प्रोडक्ट की प्रामाणिकता जांचने के लिए आज ही डाउनलोड करें BIS केयर ऐप।
What could you expect from a nasty mom, you might think? Mean comments, sarcastic humor, dark jokes perhaps? Well, no need to answer that because, I mean, really, I probably don't even care. Being a single mom in the city to a willful 7-year-old has given me the best perspective of life so far. Really, like, you're never able to eat candy alone, right? Your kid catches it, the slightest sound of the wrapper, and she's up and about. She knows I'm eating candy. To being told what kind of a mother goes on dates leaving the child at home. I mean, as long as you're working and sitting at home and looking after your child, all's well, right? But the minute you go on a date, you become a bad mother. I have a roster of such cliches that I deal with on a daily basis. Join me as I navigate life with a daughter, a hamster, a cat, and my stay-at-home help, Lipsy, without whom I would not be able to live my life. I promise you conversations that are absolute nuts, okay? But they'll be insightful, they'll be fun. Join me, Jasleen Kaur Gupta, only on One Nasty Mom. Who says I'm all that nasty, huh?
Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of One Nasty Mom. In this episode, I have been wanting to ask myself a question and in turn ask all of you this question, that is being an ambitious single mom a taboo? Is it a bad thing? Before I dive into any details, let me answer this straight up. And hell yes, it is. Because that's what I hear everywhere for being who I am in my workspace. So mom and sacrifice go hand in hand, right? A good mom is expected to make sacrifices and these sacrifices are celebrated. I mean, pop culture, they klo movies, they klo gaane, they klo. Everywhere, a mother is supposed to be a tyag ki devi. That is a fact. On a daily basis, she needs to keep her child's needs before her. And any anomaly there and you're labeled a bad mom. But what no one talks about is the most silent and less obvious sacrifices. You know, even an ambitious mother or an ambition has a drive and motivation behind it. Because why are you finally doing it? You're doing it for your loved ones, right? So take it from me, somebody who left her career for 5 years to take a break to raise her child. I did that because nobody forced me to, but I really wanted to. I wanted to be there. For my child. And things didn't work out. For those of you who've been listening to my podcast, you know that I'm divorced. So going from that to becoming a primary breadwinner in the family, the transition was so abrupt for me. It needed me to instantly jump on a literally fast forward mode to afford the lifestyle that we were born into and to keep that going. People often see on my Instagram, you know, how much I travel, and therefore they're like, oh, Karam, your daughter must be so neglected. Oh, who looks after her? Oh, she must be missing you. But what they don't see on Instagram is the hot tears that I have cried when, you know, there have been times in the past where I have actually cried silently because I have not been able to order her a favorite cake from Le 15, because on Swiggy, when you buy that cake, it comes to about 450 rupees. And end of the month, I literally don't have the kind of money to spend, and I've like just literally made her ullu and said, beta Zepto se hot lava, wo lava cake khale for 100 bucks. And that, now that is real pain, let me assure you. You know, the nature of my work requires unexpected meetings and late night meetings, but no one knows how many birthday parties and brunches have been swapped for play dates and movie afternoons. Nobody sees that because that doesn't make it to Instagram. People see the working weekends, but no one knows about the constant hustle for that appraisal or that promotion, or constantly, you know, the hustle to upgrade your life for us as a family, for Karam and I as a family. People notice the happy filters and photos on Instagram, but not how sometimes you need to let go of that dress or that big purchase I've been meaning to make because my child is eyeing something, or my child really wants something that you know, I've been putting off, and I'm like, theek hai yaar, let her have it. I'm not saying I'm the best mother, but I'm saying any mother who's given birth does these little things and makes these little sacrifices, whether she talks about it or not. And mostly she will not talk about it, right? Because these things never make it to the gram or to people's living room gossips. But I honestly would have it no other way. I have no point to prove to anybody other than my child. Because for Karam, we'll always see a mother who's strong, who lives a life with honesty, who lives with integrity, and will and is actually so unfuckable that when somebody says, hey, I'm going to call your mom, this has happened, I'm going to call your mom, I'm going to tell her how naughty she's been, and then you watch, she proudly and happily gives up the number and says, yeah, please call my mom, because she knows that I will have her back no matter what. I have instilled that in her, that no matter what mistake you make, you always come home to your mother, you come home to me and you talk to me, and I will have your back, we will figure it out together. And I think those lessons are more important than the number of hours I sometimes don't get to spend with her. When she looks back at her childhood, it will not be in the number of hours that were spent, but in the incidents, in such instances that showed courage, good decision making, taking a stand for her, simply just making her proud. You know, she always has asked me, and she still asks me, Mama, are you the boss? And my response always makes her smile. It makes her so happy. Those are the moments I live for. Those are the moments I work for. And yeah, maybe sometimes, some days I see less of her, but that's okay. And having said that, you know, it's not like my ambition is solely driven by Karam. I obviously have my own personal agenda too. I have my own choices as well, because when I work hard and I see it pay off, I see the fruits it bears, I like that, I enjoy that, and I want to have that. And why is that wrong? Why should I be ashamed about that? Why should I be answerable to 10 strangers about my decisions of, you know, things like people, I've literally gone to the extent that, oh, tell your boss not to make you travel. I'm like, no, I want to. It's a project that I've been working on. I want to see it through. My boss never has to tell me or ask me to do anything. I work on it like it's my own project, which it is. So nobody has to tell me or ask me to be anywhere. Your ambition does not equate to less love for the important people in your life. Ambition is not selfish. Ambition doesn't make you a bad person, or in this case, sticking to the topic, a bad mother. Yes, it does mean waking up when you don't want to wake up, and then yet showing up when you're exhausted because the rest of the time you've been so busy, that day when you get to rest, or when other people perhaps who don't have as many family commitments, maybe they can rest and have a lazy Sunday, and sometimes you can't. Because there are more important moments than things happening, like there's a sports day, there's a piano performance, and I know those things matter forever. So I try my best to be there for those. And I won't say it is about balance, because balance is a myth. I don't think balance is ever possible. I think I see it more like work-life balance is more like a seesaw, right? Some days one thing takes precedence over the other. Some days you give more preference to your family life. Some days you're okay to put work behind you for a little while. But this is exactly how life is. This is how life functions too. No 2 days or 2 months or 2 weeks in a row are the same, right? We might strive for consistency, but we have to be prepared for surprises. Life is never consistent. It literally, as cliche as it is, change is the only constant. So you roll with the punches. With that said, let me know what you guys think. I'd love to hear your opinion. Hit me up on Instagram with your views or comments, and if you want to debate the subject. But the next time you see an ambitious, hardworking woman, take a pause before thinking that she's not a good enough mom, not an inept mom. She's fighting more battles than you'll probably ever know. So Take a pause before you judge. And until next time, we'll see you on the next episodes. I have some exciting things coming up, but I just want to bring this up and put this in because of a couple of incidents that happened a few weeks ago. So that's where it's really coming from. But see you guys soon with some more. Bye.